Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lenish, your host on Talk to Me. I hope everybody had a good week, and I hope things are getting better in your life. If there was difficulty in communication, I hope there's clarity there. And if you've had problems in relationships, just give it a little time to after April 23rd. After all, we are still in Mercury retrograde till the 23rd, and then it'll be smooth sailing. So let me bring in my co-host, Bernie.
Good evening, everyone.
And also our producer and switchboard operator, Chavinay.
Good evening.
And here we are on this beautiful Sunday. I want y'all to know it is absolutely gorgeous out here in Seattle today. It's a good day. A little overcast, but the sun came out and winked at us, and I thank you, sun. So, and tonight we have got a fantastic show. Let me give that number right off. That's area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. We're going to discuss entertainment news as always. You know, me and Bernice, we got to bring it. We got to set it off.
Hey, y'all, we got to do it up, okay? We got
some
juicy stuff tonight, y'all.
And then tonight, as I said, we're going to discuss current news and events. So we're going to talk about the storms across the United States, but in the southeastern United States, North Carolina and all in that area. We're going to discuss the air traffic controllers. And, oh, wait, let me back up. And don't forget, you know, Chavinay's got news of the weird to share with us tonight, too.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, and also the basketball score. So we appreciate you listeners listening in and supporting us. And let's see, what else? Oh, and we're definitely going to talk about politics. I believe Bernice has got a couple of articles over there.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of them. One of them is what's driving the debate on debt.
Okay.
And we've got Obama, which is paraphrased, brilliant politician or timid leader.
Oh,
that's going to be some juicy stuff going on right there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good discussion.
Yes.
Also about the firefighters facing new threats, y'all. They want to privatize 911.
I don't understand that, why they want to do that.
I know.
Okay.
All righty, so let's begin with entertainment news. Well, is Usher being henpecked by his new woman? Usher, 32, has been seeing 43-year-old Grace Miguel, 11 years difference, but you know, cougar. She is his manager and girlfriend. Miguel has shaken up his staff and fired many of his workers, including his longtime agent. Usher has been known for mixing business with pleasure for years. Because y'all know he fired his mama.
Well, see, that's why he's all screwed up right now, y'all. We got to get him on track. But I think he's starting out in the wrong way right now.
Yeah, it's a second older woman. Maybe it's a mother thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be a mother thing. Madea. He married his stylist, Tamika Foster, remember, because he had the two children. And then he dumped her.
Yeah.
Word has it Usher is also estranged from his children. He supports them financially, but he never sees them. Now, that's kind of hard for me to believe. I'll tell you why. Because I see Usher, he's been at a lot of events, children events.
Right.
And they show him with his two sons.
Right.
So that's kind of hard for me to believe. I mean, how much time? He can't be there 7 days a week.
Exactly.
But it looks like he is spending quality time with his two boys. So.
Right.
I have to disagree about that. But anyway, but Usher, you and these older women, baby, I know they just love your little young stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you. And they don't want to wait either. Let me tell you, they don't want you to wait, but you need to slow down, take care of your children. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And just not go too deep or too quick. You know, just take the time and love your children. That's all I got to say on the matter.
Yep, love your two sons, because, hey, Punani gonna always be there, okay?
Yes, them children will always be there.
Okay.
You got good news about Al DeBarge going on here?
Yeah. He's finally leaving drug rehab.
Oh,
if y'all
that's
remember,
good news.
Who was that that came to his aid?
50 Cent, yeah.
And somebody else.
Oh, I can't remember who it was.
Russell Simmons?
No, it wasn't Russell Simmons.
I can't think, but two of them. Thank
uh-huh.
you guys again, too,
uh-huh.
Where he relapsed, you know, earlier this year. But now
right.
he's doing better, y'all. So
uh-huh.
if all goes well, hopefully he will be resuming his U.S. tour. So look for that on your concert boards or Ticketmaster.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I have a story. Y'all know Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Brother got convicted this week.
Yes, he
lying
did.
Lying ass.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, Barry.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Major League Baseball's home run leader, Barry Bonds, has been convicted of obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds was charged with 3 counts of lying to a grand jury, 1 count of obstructing stemming from his denial of steroid use.
Mm-hmm.
The jury was unable to come to a verdict on the other charges. The case cost millions of dollars, took 8 years, and included embarrassing testimony from a former mistress. I just want to break it down for Sister Girl.
Yeah, break
she
it
talked
down.
About how his hair turned gray, you know, attitude was changing, but
uh-huh.
this topped it off. She went there. Sister went low and said, and his little pee-pee shrunk up, too. It shrunk. I said, now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't have
oh,
to be
yeah.
that person.
Yeah, naturalness
really
will not do that.
She looked,
you know.
She don't come up missing. You
oh.
know what I mean? But, yeah, she went there. I said,
don't give him
Barry.
No ideas,
Pope
okay?
Barry.
Don't give him no ideas.
Yeah. Anyway, so right now he faces a maximum of 10-year prison.
In prison.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, Barry, you need to get your... together,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get it together and quit the foolishness.
Oh, you know, we got Tandy Newton here. We'll be teaming up with Tyler Perry for his new movie, Good Deeds.
All right.
They worked together before the last year's for Color Girls.
Yeah.
And last year's Color Girls. You know what? That was a pretty good show,
that was,
Color
you
Girls.
Remember, she was the one that called Felicia Rashad, out
yeah.
of Maine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was her character.
Okay.
Well, good for her. I guess
yeah.
Tyler likes her. That's good because he does repeat some actors and actresses.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't be repeated if they weren't good and fit the parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they'd
Cause
be fitting.
He loves
them.
Him some Elise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The NBA Steve Nash and his wife, y'all, Alejandra Amarillo, are divorcing.
Say what?
Yes. He filed for a divorce one day after she gave birth to her third child. One day
what?
After? Oh, my God.
He left her like that?
That's right. I said her third child. Published reports say when the baby was born, Nash's suspicions of cheating were immediately confirmed. Okay, so
ouch.
Evidently.
Ouch.
And there's more drama. Sources are pointing to Nash's ex-teammate, Jason Robert Richardson,
uh-huh.
as the father.
Ooh.
And are saying
there
that's
is.
Why Richardson was quickly traded from the Phoenix Suns. Mm. No word yet from Nash or Alejandro on all this.
Okay,
ooh.
Now, how do you think Steve Nash, who is white,
yeah.
knew after the baby was born it confirmed
immediately,
his
yes.
That baby must have been black, baby.
That baby had to be black. For
because
him, they knew immediately.
Spanish, and she had to be with a brother to stand out like that. If it
mm-hmm.
was another white guy, he'd have looked too much like could be his.
Mm-hmm.
Could be mine. I don't know, y'all. Could be mine.
Yeah, but he mm-hmm. didn't. He knew immediately and went and
mm-hmm.
filed for a divorce the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth.
Oh. I tell you, Alejandra, you a hot mess, girl.
Players, I'm
you
telling you.
Okay, if you're going to mess up, don't come up with another man's
child. Okay, Barry Bonds, Steve Nash, and coming up on Kobe Bryant. Okay, players.
Hello.
Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 by the NBA this week, y'all. The fine came from Bryant's use of a gay slur towards a referee. Bryant's comments were picked up by a mic and aired on television. His issues and analogy started... Starting, he let, wait a minute, he issued an analogy stating he let his emotions get the best of him. Now, they talked about that, but I missed it. What did he say exactly? Do you guys know?
He called him a so-and-so faggot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He called the referee that, and that was way out of pocket. He was mad because they lost the game, but you know what, Kobe? You're good, but you ain't all that now.
It's been some players that came along that was better than Kobe.
But you know what? I mean,
Jordan,
Kobe has gotten angry, you know, before and lost the game, but he never went that far. Something's going on. It's deeper than this, I think.
I think his arrogance is on overload.
That's possible.
Arrogance is on overload. Brother needs to step back and check his ego, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they go through that with those referees where they get upset with their calls. That happens all the time.
Right.
To go to that length, I'm Kobe Bryant, I can say what I want to say.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You should have learned that when you couldn't get booty everywhere.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Grow up, Kobe. You ain't young no more.
He sure
okay.
Ain't.
Not only is the lifeblood on, it's blinking, baby. Hello, somebody.
See, my thing is, I will honestly say, I know when Kobe called him that, he did not mean it in a derogatory way towards the homosexuals. No, I am not a Kobe fan, but I honestly do not think he meant that.
Yeah,
that time.
Because
because
he's never done that before, and he's gotten angry.
No, and it is. It's disrespectful at the end of the day, but I. He could have chose a better set of words, you know, and he will now in the future because it cost him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, would it have been a big deal if it wasn't Kobe, if someone else was heard saying that?
I wonder about
will it have made
that.
The national news like it did if it wasn't Kobe?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Playing devil's
advocate.
Second
time, you know, well, you know how that is. I'm looking at it too, girlfriend. I'm looking at it too.
No, I'm just
we'll
looking at
devil's gonna happen.
Advocate.
I'm going to see what's going to happen down the road because I see a lot more coming on.
No comment.
Speaking of Alejandras, okay, Alejandra Jackson is finally moving out of the Jackson family compound, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, she has been the house guest for years after having children with Randy and then Brother Jermaine.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this woman.
Alejandra wants to write a tell-all. The family Jackson was promised her money for being quiet, but Alejandra is very bitter about how Jermaine had treated her.
Well,
he owes her thousands in back child support and refuses to give it to her. Wait a minute, hold it. Now, she has mooched after them for years, but he owes her child support? Shut my mouth, y'all. I don't understand that concept. Explain that to me later.
Greed.
Okay. Thank you for summing it up for me. Jermaine feels Alejandra has been leeching off of the Jackson family for years and needs to go out and get a job. Duh.
Well, him too.
Yes. Yep. Well, we got Bow Wow in the house, y'all. Bow Wow will be starring in the new Tyler Perry movie, Madea's Big Happy Family. The movie opens in theaters April 22nd and also stars Loretta Devine.
I love her.
I do too. Mm. Bow Wow is also teaming up with Ice Cube for a new TV show. Plus, he's set to become a first-time dad with a video model who is looking for a $50,000 a month. Now, $50,000 a month, is that child support?
Yeah.
Is that child support she looking at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut
I bet his mama tried to take his color off.
I'm telling you.
Being that stupid. Is he 21 yet?
Bow Wow?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But still. Mm-hmm. Y'all just too hot to trot. You guys got nerve enough to talk about us women. Okay.
They learn the hard way.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Well, since I mentioned Ice Cube, he is also working on a couple of other new projects. Among them is a remake of the Fox show 21 Jump Street. Oh, really? Remember? Yeah, I remember 21 Jump Street.
That was with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, with his cute butt.
And Holly Robinson.
Holly Robinson.
Yep. Yes. It was the 80s show with Holly Robinson, Petey, is it Petey?
Uh-huh.
And Johnny Depp as undercover cops at different high schools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering. I don't know. I don't think they can beat 21 Jump Street, y'all. I don't think they can beat the original.
I don't know. Well, I got one for you. It was a slap that was heard around the world.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
Was Gloria James provoked when she slapped a valet guy at a Miami hotel. Gloria James got into an altercation and police had to detain her. The guy is claiming he is too traumatized to work and he is suffering from depression now.
Okay.
Okay, number one, I am so over LeBron's mama.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't like to talk about people's mama, but you know what? She needs to get somewhere and sit down.
Yeah.
She's been embarrassment. This is why he left Cleveland.
Right.
Evidently, now she's living in Miami with
mm-hmm.
her son, or, you know, living down there in that area.
Right.
And you're still being an embarrassment to your
mm-hmm.
son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, pull it together, honey. Because she even told the valet guy, you don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I could have you fired.
Yeah.
Like, honey, where you made the money?
Yeah.
I see your son out there on the floor working for that money.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
You might have supported him through his career, but he's the one out there hurting.
Well, she better be careful. He may not be supporting her for very long, you know. Because you can only disrespect somebody for so long. After that, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind of remind you of Joe Jackson, doesn't it?
Huh?
That kind of remind you of Joe Jackson, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Female version?
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be getting to LeBron real quick because, you know, they're playing tonight with Miami Heat, and him and Jermaine O'Neal have already gotten to it during this game. They had to be separated immediately.
No.
So hopefully he's not letting his mom get to him too bad.
Oh, praise. Don't let him get too
mm-hmm.
bad.
Yeah.
Don't let him get too bad. See, she does not have no idea how it's going to affect him.
Mm-mm.
You
no.
know?
Well, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care, you know.
Mm.
And she doesn't care about ruining his.
Nope.
No. Because after the first, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
After the first incident, back up, let the limelight just stay on your son for a while so things cool down about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to say to go out there and act ugly, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
get back in the mix or do you, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But just back up.
That's sad.
Quit embarrassing yourself
mm-hmm.
as well as your child.
Because mm-hmm.
without your child, you wouldn't be where you are today.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, girl, tell it. Ho!
Oh, don't let me
shut
get on,
my mouth.
Don't let me get on my preaching.
Get
now.
On it, girl. Get
put,
on it.
Can I get an A and B selection?
Watch out now.
Okay, is the ABC soap opera All My Children going off the air?
Oh.
What do you know about that, Chabonet?
Well, yes, the long-running soap opera has been given the old heave-ho by the Alphabet Net ABC. The daytime staples will end in September and January, ABC confirmed.
Mm.
In their place, ABC will launch two new young lifestyle-oriented series, The Chew About Food and The Revolution. Excuse me. Insiders say the manufactured drama of the soaps, many originating as radio shows sponsored by soap manufacturers
mm-hmm.
like Procter & Gamble,
mm-hmm.
were no match for manufactured drama of reality shows.
Yeah.
Susan Lucci, the star of All My Children, noted in the Inquirer exclusive last week that she had survived many of the same dramas in real life as her fictional AMC character.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope permanent cancellation is not one of them.
Oh. That's something.
Mm.
Yeah, and it says General Hospital escaped the soap massacre,
ooh.
So they'll continue on.
Yeah, because they also cut Guiding Light.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it Guiding Light?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think. Wasn't it Guiding Light was the other one?
No, One Life to Live.
One Life to Live.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
One Life to Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, these reality shows is getting real. To me, it's getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It
is. Really ridiculous.
I started out on One Life to Live, and then I moved up to The Young and the Restless, and every now and then I'd go back to AMC.
See, I was at The Young and the Restless, and I ended up with All My Children.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I
okay.
did. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But then I quit after that because I was really getting hooked on them then. I said, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah, indeed. They were the shows we grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been on the air for a hella long time.
Yes, they have. And before that, they were on the radio.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with Mary J. Blige, y'all?
I don't know what's happening.
She's selling her New Jersey mansion.
Mm-mm.
She's no longer wearing her wedding ring.
Hello.
And she has dropped her husband as her manager. You know, things that make you say, you know, we're just going to keep on going with this and just move on.
Mm.
Mary is releasing My Life Too. The Journey Continues in September.
Mm.
Now, is that an album that she's releasing, My Life 2, number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
New CD coming out.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
I hope it is not a depressing CD.
Because when she's in love, she gets depressed. You
oh,
know, all them depressed
God.
Songs.
And, I mean, and she, but she sings it, though. But, I mean, oh, they just make you want to pop pills.
Are they that bad?
Yeah, they are. I mean,
oh,
I was so happy when she started singing positive songs, you know,
uh-huh.
No More Drama in My
yeah,
Life.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were disappointed because this was like a happy Mary J. Blige. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It was still powerful music, powerful lyrics,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it was just an uplifted Mary. You know, I think this is when, like, she had just first met her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So her music was just on point. I loved it.
Yeah,
but
her music was
CDs
on point when she came back.
It was just depressing,
oh,
but they sold. You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, what she was singing is what a lot of people were going through. I mean, a lot of it
yeah,
were
that's why they sold, because she was filling them where they were going.
Yeah,
through,
but she
yeah.
was just... She was giving people what they wanted at the time,
yep.
but, oh, it was just sad.
Oh,
so
wow.
I hope this album isn't depressing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, BET is stepping up in its game, y'all, starting with The Game. The show became a hit when it moved to the cable network after being canceled by the CW. It's been renewed for 22 episodes and will return to BET in January. The sitcom Let's Stay Together has also been renewed, and Tracy Ellis Ross, Girlfriends, and Malcolm Jamar Warner of The Cosby Show will play a professional married couple in the comedy Read Between the Lines, which will debut in October.
Mm, hello.
So watch out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got anything over there, Lennis?
Well, Denzel Washington,
uh-oh.
He steal my heart. You know
yes.
I love me some Denzel. Don't you
mm-hmm.
say nothing. I got to go on to my Bonita now.
All
don't
right.
you have to say nothing about Denzel. Nothing about Denzel. Denzel Washington has started filming on the movie Safe House with Ryan Reynolds and Tim McGraw. Now, the Oscar winner will also be the commencement speaker for the University of Penn 2011 graduation ceremony.
Okay.
The two-time Oscar winner will also get an honorary degree at the May 16th event. Washington, Denzel Washington's 18-year-old son, Malcolm, is a sophomore at the school.
Ooh, cool.
You know, his older son is playing in the NFL.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They're keeping that on the down low, though. They don't want nobody to know it.
Uh-huh.
But I guess whatever, you know.
Well, they want them to do good in their works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want anybody coming in there and trying to bust up, and they're trying to do their school and do the games
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and then you got to have the outside press coming in, digging in. I don't blame them. I kind of, you know, want to say, y'all stay out of their lives. Let them, you know, just do what the Clintons did with Chelsea. You know, stay out.
Yeah.
Stay out. Let them get their education, do what they got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about it.
There you go.
Is it another nude photo shoot for Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon? Let me speak this again. Is it another nude photo shoot for Mariah Carey and hubby Nick Cannon? Did you see that picture? Y'all see that picture?
No.
Oh, I seen it. That girl need to be shot. Yes, their clothes were off in the new issue of OK Magazine. Their twins, a boy and a girl, are due by any day now. Yep, that's Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen that, and she should have left that picture in the film where it's supposed to be.
Ooh, is that good?
Yeah,
huh?
she tried to outdo. Well, she
Demi
didn't show
Moore.
Her.
Now, when
she
Demi
could
Moore
not
did
do
it.
Outdo. She couldn't. It was nowhere near what Demi Moore did.
Demi Moore.
My God. Oh no,
is that bad?
No. Oh yeah, it was terrible.
Get out of here. Because Demi Moore's was very tasteful. I'll
Demi's was really pretty.
Is she real big? Is Mariah real big?
She had her hair all over the place, y'all.
Oh, trying to cover the
she
top.
She had her hair all over the place because she was big-breasted too.
Yeah.
So she not only had to try to cover that, she had to try to cover them big jugs, you know, because they were huge.
Yeah, because she had.
And then she had her hair flowed all over her chest, and there it was kind of tacky.
Mm.
I mean, if she had to do that, she shouldn't have even, you know, taken the picture.
Mm.
That's my point.
She is really big.
She was big. She looked like she weighed a good 200 pounds.
Ooh, okay.
That's how big she was. You can see it in her face. Her face got round. Yeah, her face had gotten round.
Ooh,
yeah,
she'd be going on a real strict
mm-hmm.
diet.
Yep. She's going to be going on a serious diet.
Well, at least her kids won't starve.
Mm-hmm. But that's all I have on this end.
Okay, I don't have anything. What about you, Ms. Chabonet?
Oh, real quick, Nicolas Cage was arrested early Saturday morning in New Orleans on domestic abuse charges filed by his wife.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What?
Yes, RadarOnline.com reported Cage was booked by the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office at 6:33 a.m. The troubled actor was booked on one count of domestic abuse, battery, and one count of disturbing the peace.
And see, and he did that all that mess outside, outside, not inside, outside.
The arrest came just weeks after police had been called to a Big Easy restaurant where Cage was involved in a disturbance. Last December, he was caught on video in an obscenity-laced rant, aimed at an unidentified person believed to be his wife, Alice Kim.
Mm.
Cage was arrested after one United Cabs driver witnessed an alleged argument that involved pushing between Cage and his wife, Alice Kim, and called the police.
Mm.
We have never had any trouble with Nicholas before, and I hope everything works out okay for him, the cab company dispatcher said.
Mm-hmm.
Cage was intoxicated at the time of his arrest, and the bail was set for
$11,000. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. Ain't this the third time of a domestic violence thing with him?
I don't know.
I know. He does a lot like that, yeah. It's been
a long time
between the last one and this one, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, this ought to be the third one. He better take some anger management classes.
Yeah, he needs to go
do that. I mean, Brother Man needs to slow his roll.
And for the news of the weird, the manager of the Channel Islands Cooperative Store in the British territory of Jersey acknowledged to BBC News in November that a shopper's complaint was justified and that refunds would be made. The customer believed she had been overcharged by about £5, about $8, because while weighing fruits and vegetables, the clerk had been leaning over so that her breast accidentally increased pressure on the scale.
Oh.
So I said, all righty then.
Yeah.
Britain's border agency announced the firing of an immigration officer in January. The man had apparently turned sour on his marriage, and while the wife was on a holiday with her family in Pakistan, he quietly added her name to the terrorist list of the people not allowed into the country.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was wrong.
Yes.
Oh.
That is wrong.
No, that was just wrong.
In Long Beach, California, in February, police arrested two 19-year-old men, Kirk Lewis and Daniel Bard, and charged them as two of the three men they were sought in the robbery of a 5-year-old girl.
Wait a minute. Back up. Did you say a robbery of a 5-year-old child?
Yeah, they robbed a little 5-year-old girl.
How old are
these
people?
That's crazy.
That's bull.
Oh, my gosh. Are we that low, people? Are we that low?
Yes.
Well, it was just like the poor Girl Scout girls. Girl Scout troopers, when they were selling their cookies, every year, people were buying these cookies with counterfeit $20 bills.
Yes.
To the point the young girls had to go to the banks, and the banks had educated them how to know the difference between a fake $20 bill and a real one.
Mm-hmm.
But really, people, you're scamming and hustling Girl Scout cookie troopers.
Yes.
That's just pathetic.
Well, it's not pathetic, but you know why? Because it's easy money. They don't have to go through no changes to get it. It's right there. It's right there. It's easy money.
Yeah. To a 5-year-old child.
It is sad.
It is.
You're going to have that little boy carrying a water gun.
Yeah.
Timothy James Chapak, 24, was charged with burglary in March after he broke into a house in Portland, Oregon, and took a shower.
Yeah.
Unknown to him, the resident was in another part of the house and came with his two German shepherds and a gun to confront Chapak through the closed bathroom door while calling 911.
Yep.
Fearing the dogs and the gun, Chapak simultaneously dialed 911 himself, begging the officers, come quickly and arrest him.
Yes.
He was later released on bond and was rearrested 2 days later in Chehalis, Washington, while, according to the police, loading shoplifted goods into a stolen car.
Damn.
He don't learn, do
it. No, he don't learn.
No.
And but he knew what to do to keep his butt from getting tore up by them dogs.
Yes, exactly.
He knew exactly what to do on that score.
And our least competent criminals, Jason Davis, was sentenced in December in Burlington, Iowa, to 5 years in prison for one crime, but still pending his August 2010 arrest for shoplifting at Westland Mall, which ended with Davis passed out after making a crime scene boo-boo in his pants.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Michael Trias, 20, was arrested in March in Mesa, Arizona, after a botched residential burglary. According to the police, Trias had came through a window but had landed in the clothes basket made of PVC and netting and became entangled. His failing attempts to free himself alerted the homeowner. Now, in the weirdo American community, Salt Lake County, Utah, corrections officer Robert Mason, 38, was charged in December with having sex with a female he had met while she was in lockup. According to the woman, the couple's triads were not impeded by her ankle monitor, which Mawson insisted was sexy. In fact, shortly after the monitor was removed, the relationship ended.
Mm. That's sick.
Mm-hmm. What, did he steal or something?
I guess.
Apparently. A 50-year-old man was charged with indecent exposure near Yakima, Washington in March when he jumped in front of a woman's genitals exposed, but otherwise dressed in a diver's wetsuit mask and bright orange glasses.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he didn't want to be noticed, right? Okay.
No.
By wearing this bright orange mask, diving mask. He didn't want to be noticed, right?
No.
I want to know, was there anything to look at?
I hope not. And that is
the
weird.
With the bright orange mask,
there probably wasn't
nothing to look at. He was trying to draw her attention up to his face.
I mean, if you're going to jump out and play hero, I mean, just, you know, give me something to look at. That's all I'm saying. You know, don't shortchange me, brother. Don't have me knocking on the counter.
Please don't show me anything.
That's wild. That's wild.
That is all I have for the news of the weird.
Okay.
So why don't we go ahead and take a break real quick, and we will come right back after these short moments.
Okay.
All righty. Which one is the mute? I'm just going to turn it off. Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
here. Well, as I promised, we are going to begin now, and thank you for waiting. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. And don't forget, you can also go on the chat line, and you can speak with the producer in the chat room. So please go there as well. That's 646-727-2914 with Vernice and Chabonet. Now, we're going to go to current events.
Real quick,
news.
Let's
okay.
recap the NBA scores for you NBA
yeah.
lovers. So yesterday's game, the Bulls beat the Pacers 104-99.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks beat the Magic 103-93.
Wow.
Excuse me. So let me say that the Bulls are leading the series now 1-0.
Wow.
The Hawks are leading the series 1-0. Excuse me. The 76ers lost to the Heat 97-89.
Mm-hmm.
So they're leading it 1-0. And the Trailblazers actually lost to the Mavericks 1-0. The Mavericks are leading. So, and in today's games, if anybody's watching the TV right now, we know that, oh, did they finish their game? Oh, nope, sorry. New York 85, Boston 84, 21 seconds left in the game, people.
In the game.
Ooh, and for all you Laker fans, you fools lost today.
Yep.
Hornets won 109-100.
Yay,
go Hornets, 1-0. They're leading the series. And the Grizzlies beat the Spurs 101-98. They are leading the series 1-0. And the Nuggets and the Thunders play after the Knicks and the Celtics.
Okay.
All right.
So hopefully Boston pulls it through. Come on, Celtics.
I know I'm pulling for the Celtics. That's
me too.
My go-to team this year.
So that's all with the sports. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Chabonet. To all the fellas out there, stick with her. She always comes up with the sports news for us. I got to remember that.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, and I'll interject when the game's over.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
we're going to talk about Medicaid for a minute here. The nationwide retail pharmacy chain, if y'all know, is called CVS, has agreed to pay the federal and several state governments more than $17 million to settle claims the pharmacy overcharged Medicaid.
Wow. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
CVS has 7,000 pharmacies in 41 states. I think that's a pretty big chain, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
7,000?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big chain.
That's a big chain.
Allegedly submitted inflated prescription claims in 10 states.
Mm-hmm.
The case against CVS was originally brought by a CVS whistleblower pharmacist in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
The government said that pharmacists will receive more than $2.5 million, which will come from what the state and the federal government recover from CVS. The federal government will receive nearly $8 million, and the 10 states will receive a total of $9.5 million. Those states are California, Florida, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Hampshire, Nevada, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Minnesota. Medicaid covers the poorest, most vulnerable people in American society. CVS did issue a no immediate comment, but the Justice Department said the retail agreed to 3 years of government monitoring as it implements correct billing procedures. Now,
wow,
that just makes me think, we were speaking earlier, remember about
uh-huh.
Medicare?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And how they were trying to, Congress trying to vote that out that there wouldn't be
right.
Medicare, which they say in 5 years it will
uh-huh.
cease to exist.
Right.
So for all of us baby boomers, that's really bad news.
Now, how can they sit there and say that it was going to cease to exist in 5 years?
Sorry, real quick, got to interject. The Celtics won at the last second. Allen put in a three-pointer. They won 87-85.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker.
Go Celtics.
That was a heartbreaker
yeah,
right there. Yeah,
they heard tonight's game. Woohoo! Okay, go ahead.
Woohoo here, too. Hey, Celtics all the way.
Go
yeah.
ahead. Now back to Medicaid.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Medicaid, they overpaid. Well, same thing with Medicare, because a lot of doctors were putting charges on Medicare patients that for stuff they weren't even getting.
Right.
Or you know, having.
Right. And that's why they want to cut out Medicare. But they can't cut out Medicare because, like we had discussed earlier, there's too many people that need Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
And there's too many people who are sick who are dependent on Medicare.
And Medicaid. Yes, ma'am.
And Medicaid, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to go next? AARP? Come on now. That doesn't make sense.
You'd be scared to hit 50.
You're already scared to hit 50. And that's just for this generation.
I know, for the baby boomers.
You know?
Yep. You're right.
And we're already scared because they're just shutting everything down.
Well, I don't understand because the government's got to realize how much greater our debt would be if we didn't have Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because the elderly, when they get sick and go to the hospital, it's a lot more costly. Why? Because they're elders, so
mm-hmm.
they have greater concern than
right.
somebody that's 30, 40, 50 years old.
And their insurances don't cover that.
They're not going to cover a $50,000 or $100,000 hospital bill.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Or if they need extra service
exactly.
afterwards.
Exactly.
You know, chore service afterwards
mm-hmm.
or home, you
mm-hmm.
know.
And they don't want to pay for that.
So why are you going to take that away?
It doesn't make sense.
I know, and they wanted to cut this.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, too, they wanted to cut mammograms. I was
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
That's the bottom
line.
That's it.
You know, this is all added. What y'all want us to do? Y'all want to just go ahead on and have us dig us our own holes? And get it in and cover ourselves up. That's what y'all want?
Hmm.
You know, it makes me wonder.
Something is going on, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But we'll be watching CVS.
And for people who don't know, CVS is like our Bartell Drugs or a Walgreens
mm-hmm.
or a Rite Aid.
Because
mm-hmm. CVS isn't everywhere. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the next item up for bid is the Nintendo Wii 2. There hasn't been a new gaming console since the launch of Wii 2 and PlayStation 3, and that was in November 06. So Microsoft has breathed new life into the console, the Xbox 360, thanks to the Kinect. Y'all, I ain't going to lie. I want a Kinect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like that game, and mm-hmm. I am going to get me one. I like that because you can exercise to that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And do, you know, and play games, too.
Right.
You can
mm-hmm.
exercise.
You can do exercises with
mm-hmm.
it, yeah.
The Wii, which has been the best-selling console for years, is about to lose its first-place position.
Why?
Well, because Nintendo intends to respond to the Xbox threat by cutting the Wii's price next month.
Ha-ha!
I knew I did good to wait.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like
you always do good to wait.
Hello.
Always.
Hello. looks like the gaming company has another trick up the sleeve, a brand-new HD console.
Ooh.
Well, but ask
mm-hmm.
somebody.
Yep.
According to the Game Informer sources, Nintendo plans to unveil a new console at the E3 conference in Los Angeles in June or potentially sooner. Nintendo has apparently been showing off the system to third-party developers, y'all,
mm.
so they can prepare titles for the console's eventual launch in late 2012.
Wow.
In other words, look for this in the fall of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I want to buy a Wii, but it's like, should I buy one if you're coming out with the new one?
It doesn't make sense to buy one now if they're going to come out with the new one.
Well, it'll be dirt cheap now,
because as fast as it comes
though.
Out, it's going to be obsolete.
Yeah, but it'll be dirt cheap, so it'll be
yeah,
okay
that's true.
For what I want. To
that's
yeah,
true.
I want
yeah, because
now,
they'll
too.
Be competing against mm-hmm. that new one.
Because mm-hmm. that new one's going to be a good $400, $500, and I ain't trying to put that down.
No,
there.
No, no, no.
No.
I know, that's right. Well, Bernice, what you got over at your desk,
girl? Well, what I got is what's driving the debt debate, y'all? Now, President Obama is set to lay out his deficit reduction plan Wednesday night, which is expected to call for rolling back the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy, among other things. Okay, people, for the wealthy. So what exactly is the country's debt debate all about? Well, in 2011's budget plan, the U.S. is deeply in the red. That part we know.
Yep.
What is unknown is whether Congress and the president can agree on an approach to bring the budget back into balance in a hyper-partisan environment. The bipartisan 2011 budget deal struck last Friday in order to avert a government shutdown calls for nearly $39 billion in cuts for the remainder of the fiscal year, which ends in September. Okay, while the White House and the House Speaker John, how do you pronounce his name? Boehner. Boehner.
I always call him Boehner, but yeah, it's like
Boehner. That's what I wanted to call him, but I knew it wasn't right.
FCC line one. Pick up.
I know. So wrong.
It's Boehner. Our onboard others in Congress are reluctant to support the compromise when it comes up for the vote later this week. The 2012 budget plan, all sides agree that cutting spending has reached critical mass and entitlement programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will make up a large part of the nation's spending are getting a hard look. See, they're talking about getting rid of that is not cool. My House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan laid out in his 2012 budget plan last week that would overhaul Medicare and Medicaid government health care programs for the elderly and poor while reforming the tax code to lower rates and eliminate loopholes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Remember what you said earlier about them going into this budget, that budget?
Yeah, they're taking out of that to pay the rich people and saying that's not right. Mm-hmm. We're paying for what they did. That's the same way they did with the big banks and stuff with this recession.
Mm-hmm.
The big banks did all that, and guess who's paying for it? We are.
Yeah.
The government took care of them, but they didn't take care of us, did they?
Well.
See? Shut my mouth. The plan is strongly opposed by the White House and congressional Democrats who say it protects the wealthy while putting the burden of spending cuts and other reforms on the middle class and poor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
What is the debt ceiling or the debt ceiling? The debt ceiling is a kind of credit limit, a cap set by Congress on how much the federal government can legally borrow.
There was
supposed to be, but there ain't none, okay? The cap applies to debt owed to the public. In other words, In other words, anyone who buys U.S. bonds plus debt owed to federal government trust funds, such as those of for Social Security and Medicare. See?
Yeah.
How high is the debt limit right now? You want to know how high it is?
Yes.
The ceiling is currently set at $14.294 trillion. Let me say that again. $14.294 trillion as of April 11th. The debt subject to that limit totaled $14.216 trillion, or $81 billion shy of the cap. But the total can fluctuate up or down daily. So, you know, they really don't know what the cap is. Yeah, there's no cap. If it's fluctuating like that, there is no cap.
Oh, my God.
No.
There
is
no cap.
$1 trillion is scary, but
yes.
$14 trillion, we're up to that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's
and it's rising
scary,
every
y'all.
Day. Well, it's rising every day, too, because, you know, they're screaming because they don't want Obama with this health care plan going because it's making them spend more anyway. So it's going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger. Where? What cap? I don't see no cap.
Damn,
you know what?
No,
that's something.
That really is, because when you talk about trillions, how are you supposed to recover when you're in the trillions? You surpass $999 billion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Now, I cannot see our budget going over trillion within 4 years. The reason why I say that is before Obama became president, we were already in debt with Bush.
Yes, we were.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes,
so from
we
the time from wherever Bush started with his presidency, you know, this is not from the time Obama was elected to president. This is from way back when.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they have about 10 years from now. Come on now. And this is this ain't no cap, y'all. This is still climbing.
Sure is.
Obama's brilliant politician, timid leader. Next one on the list. Cambridge, Massachusetts. In his budget speech yesterday, President Obama showed once again that he is a more masterful politician, but less courageous leader than we might have imagined. What that will mean for the country's economic future remains deeply uncertain. The president entered this year's confident of re-election but just to be sure, he adopted a clever political strategy to deal with the growing debt crisis. See, it's growing, y'all. It's growing. The debt is growing. His budget would duck the hard question about deficits, leaving a vacuum for Republicans to fill. Around the White House, the thinking was that whoever went first in the budget wars would leave themselves vulnerable to heavy attacks. Unafraid, the Republicans went first. Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, chairman of the House Budget Committee, proposed a daring plan full of concrete specifics that would cut deficits by some $4 trillion over a decade. Come on now, how's that going to cut it?
That's 10 years, but Obama's asking 12. He's saying 10, and Obama's asking 12 years.
Ryan deserves credit for courage. But inevitably, his plan has political vulnerabilities. On Wednesday, Obama pounced hard. Karl Rove argued on the Wall Street Journal on Thursday morning that Republicans will benefit most from the budget debate because Obama has presided over massive increases in spending while bobbing and weaving on deficits. Rove may turn out to be right in the long run, but for the moment, Obama is the one who has framed the argument more shrewdly. In essence, Obama is putting his questions to voters heading towards the 2012 election. Question, y'all, would you like to cut Medicare benefits in order to save tax increases for the wealthy, or would you rather increase taxes on the wealthy in order to save Medicare?
In order to save Medicare.
I would think
because
so.
Because you know what? Yeah. The rich people should help the poor.
They should.
To be honest with you, I'm getting a little spiritual for a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There should be no needs or wants in this country. This is the richest country in the world.
That's right. There shouldn't have been.
We have enough millionaires, billionaires that reside in the United States of America that we shouldn't even see people on the street being homeless.
That's right.
We really shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the deficit and the recession that we are experiencing right now, there really is no excuse for us.
No.
Because there are enough millionaires and billionaires in this country that could take all that away.
That's right.
But greed and ego makes them keep it. Okay, I'm through with my spiritual commentary.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen to that too, girlfriend. That's all I have on this end for Obama's brilliant politician or timid leader.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that was quite interesting.
Wasn't that interesting?
We'll have to see. But I still want to give Obama a chance. I know there's people that are wavering on the fence and wondering should they consider or should they have voted. But I look at it like this. We knew it was going to take two terms for him to prove himself.
Yeah, and you're right. He is saying
the first term was going to be cleaning up Bush's mess.
Yes, yes.
And then the second term, he could implement his program, where he wants to see the United States go.
Right.
But the first 4 years, he had to clean up 8 years of Bush's mess. So
that's
we knew it was going to take two terms.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're right. He did announce that he was running for president. Re-election.
In my heart, I believe he'll be back.
I think so, too.
I
think
so,
too. Please, people, get him back into office. We need him so desperately. At least he's out there trying to get things straightened out.
Yeah. And he's the first president that takes responsibility for his actions.
Yes, he does. And he's letting us know, too.
No other president I know of, not Bush, not Clinton, not
Reagan.
Going back. He has made a couple of errors, probably more than that.
And he owned up to them.
But he owned up to them.
Yes,
he said,
did.
I take responsibility
for
that.
Yes, he did.
That gave me the greatest respect for him as being the president of the United States.
I agree,
because
me too.
Because no other president's like, hey, that's the way it goes. You don't like it, then get off the stick.
Exactly.
It's what you do what I say. You know, almost like a parent chastising a child.
Exactly. Yeah.
Disciplining a child. So I do respect and appreciate that in him. But he knew it was going to be a hard road.
Oh, yeah, he said that in the very beginning. He said that in the very beginning. It's going to be long and it's going to be hard, and we're going to have to stick to our guns. That's what he said.
Yeah.
We're going to make it right.
Yeah, we'll make changes, but it's going to be a long haul to get those implemented and done.
And it's going to be tough, too.
Yes, it is.
And you still have to remember he's a black man, and there's some folks out there, I'm not going to mention any names, European white folks, but anyway, you know, just don't want to see a black man in office.
Yeah.
So, we will always have that to contend
yeah.
with. But you know what? I walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
All right,
amen.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chavonne, what you got cooking over there at your desk, girl?
Just real quick, Georgia is trying to pass or enact the same law targeting illegal immigration that Arizona did.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia plans to sign into law what may be one of the nation's toughest anti-illegal immigration measures, said his spokesman. Now, he is unmoved by threats of boycotts or lawsuits. The Georgia legislation is Republican-dominated, and it did pass Thursday night. Among
what?
Other things, yes, the bill allows law enforcement officers to ask about immigration status when questioning suspects in certain criminal investigation. It punishes people who transport illegal immigrants during the commission of a crime and impose hefty prison sentences on those who use fake documents to get jobs.
Wow.
Ramsey said the bill addresses issues forced on the states because of the federal government's decades-long failure to secure the nation's borders. The bill passed both chambers after lengthy debate. Opponents argued that the bill could encourage racial profiling and discrimination. They also said the measure could hurt the image and the economy of the state. Supporters blamed illegal immigrants for overcrowding Georgia's schools and forcing taxpayers to shoulder the burden of paying for emergency room medical care for undocumented residents. In the end, neither chamber's vote was close. The state Senate passed the measures by 37-19. The Georgia House, which provided the final passage for the bill, approved it 112-59.
Whoa.
The Thursday vote marks the second time in 5 years that Georgia lawmakers passed an anti-illegal immigration bill heralded as one of the toughest in the nation. In 2006, the state legislature passed a bill later signed into law requiring government contractors and public employers to run the names of people they hire through a federal database to determine if they are legal residents of the United States. House Bill 87 requires private businesses with more than 10 employees to use the same database. The system is called E-Verify. The legislation enables state and local law enforcement officers to arrest illegal immigrants. It also imposes prison sentences up to 1 year and fines up to $1,000 for people who knowingly transport illegal immigrants during the commission of a crime. Workers convicted of using fake identification to get jobs could be sentenced to 15 years in prison and fined $250,000. House and Senate lawmakers added language to the bill exempting businesses that employ fewer than 11 workers from having to use the federal database. Several large and activist groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, are already planning lawsuits in an attempt to block implementation of the measure. They hope the courts will agree with them. In Arizona last year, a federal judge halted implementation of the state's anti-immigration law after the Obama administration filed suit. The president's lawyers argued the federal government and not the state has the sole authority to regulate immigration. The court rulings have not deterred legislators in other states from introducing copycat anti-illegal immigration bills. Among them are Utah, Indiana, as well as Georgia. The Indiana bill, meanwhile, has gathered attention because Governor Mitch Daniels is considered a potential 2012 presidential candidate.
Well, and this is the state of Georgia.
Yes.
My. And did they not have a lot of plantations down there? Georgia, your skeletons are so deep, they got to dig down 6 feet just to get them to stop rattling.
I know. That's sad.
Yes.
And now you want to be, let me tell you, I don't know if you saw this today. Today when I was looking at the news on the internet, the last census that was taken across the United States, there are more Mexicans than African Americans in the United States.
Someone was talking about that at work.
Are more. See, that's what you white folks get. Okay, now you got to deal with Jose.
Go ahead on, Jose.
Hey. And I'm right there with him, too. You go on and say, do what you need to do, baby. They didn't like us. Now they got to deal with you.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
So it looks like it's a lot of states that are going to start trying to enact this. I mean, if it'll ever go fully enacted, we'll only see. But people are—they're trying to find ways that the federal government isn't enacting quick enough.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
Well, 60 seconds left on the clock, folks. Oh, this was a wonderful show tonight. Thank you, Bernice.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You,
You're welcome.
This was really a good show. In fact, we need to do a part two to this show.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this is part one and listen for part two. As always, talk to me. I thank my co-host, Bernice.
You're welcome.
My producer and switchboard operator.
Have a good evening.
All right. And be sure and be here same time, same channel, next Sunday from 6 to 7. Talk to me. And next Sunday, what are we discussing next Sunday, Chabonet?
Looks like we'll be talking about the legal system.
Oh.
Well, that's going to be deep, too.
Okay. Yeah, another deep show. All right.
Okay.
Well, we love y'all. Have a good week and be safe. And we out.
Good night, everyone.